Donald, D-O-N-A-L-D, Gibson, 11/23/74, sorry. This is a 51-year-old gentleman who appears much older than stated age. He's single. He's from Houston. He used to work in shipyards for some time. He's obese. He has a history of sleep apnea, difficulty breathing. He has O2 dependency at 2 to 3 liters. His O2 sat's only 89% at this time, period. New paragraph. Patient has had has been on dialysis since 2022. He's dialyzing from a Quinton catheter because has had multiple issues and problems with his graft on the right arm, period. New paragraph. Currently, they're waiting for the right arm graft to mature before it can be used. Her COPD and O2 dependency goes back to years of ETOH and smoking abuse in the past. He dialyzes on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturdays at this time. Patient medication includes aspirin, 81 milligrams a day, Lipitor, 10 milligrams a day, nebulizer, both with Atrovent and Flovent. Albuterol, and steroid inhalers. Zidi at 10 milligrams a day, insulin Lanta 15 units a day, Protonic 40 milligrams a day, Renovite once a day. Allergy, none. Immunizations up to date. Hospitalization, multiple hospitalization because of graft issues, infections, and such. Family history, mom. Died of an accident, died of some kind of sickness, maybe renal failure, review of system. He's in a lot of pain. He has pain in his leg, in his shoulder. He continues to smoke. He's short of breath at all times. He's obese. He has sleep apnea, not using his CPAP. Complains of back pain, knee pain, shortness of breath, symptoms of neuropathy, obesity, and anxiety. Period. 131 over 74 is his blood pressure, 91% O2, 90%, 89% oxygen. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs, bronchi and rouse. Abdomen soft, neck shows positive, JDP, skin shows no rash. Lower extremity shows 2 plus edema bilaterally. On exam, we have a 75-year-old gentleman on hemodialysis because of renal failure related to his diabetes and hypertension, period. New paragraph, patient still currently taking low-dose insulin to control his blood sugar, period. He also has sleep apnea, COPD, O2 dependency, period. New paragraph, he wears adult diaper because at times he has issues with his incontinence, period. He requires help with ADL at this time, period. He's short of breath. He requires NEP treatments at least 4 times a day. He complains of anxiety, anxiousness related. So shortness of breath, as well as issues related to his pain, period. Number 2 is diabetes. Number 3, hypertension control. Number 4, hyperlipidemia. Number 5, overall prognosis remains poor. Number 6, has been on CPAP in the past, but is not using CPAP at this time. Doesn't want to use the CPAP, just wants to use his oxygen, period.